Mayor Williams praised his department leaders, local religious leaders, and others from the business community who he says are making big things happen in Abilene. He pointed to economic development and opportunities for area residents, noting $14,000 of growth in the average household income over 4 years. While talking about the approval and implementation of the street maintenance fee last year, the mayor said while it's not perfect, it's the best the city can do for now, and it'll allow Abilene to be more aggressive in its road repairs.
Last year, for street maintenance, we allocated about a little less than $800,000 for street maintenance. This year is $7.1 million.
The mayor also expressed his pride in the work done to address homelessness in Abilene.
They had a goal within 100 days to house 50 of our most vulnerable homeless neighbors, and they housed 64. Give them a round of applause if you don't mind.
Mayor Williams talked about the work to make sure that all demographic groups in Abilene have a voice. Williams said a number of groups are working to include all demographics in decision-making and direction-setting. Wrapping up his remarks, Mayor Williams addressed tensions that arose out of the controversy surrounding social media posts by some city council members.
We don't have a racial issue. I would argue, maybe we have a cultural divide. We live at a time where we have neighbors who don't know their neighbors. I've asked some people to work with me and you to help Abilene be Abilene.
Mayor Williams closed his State of the City address by inviting city council members and their spouses, community, and religious leaders to stand at the front of the chambers, united, with a goal of rising from the challenges Abilene faces together. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne.